You know, as you're looking at the world today, you find everything under the sun going on, natural and spiritual. In the natural, there's a lot of fear, a lot of people asking what's going to happen. Some people say there's no hope. Of course, the list goes on. In the spiritual area, you always got somebody coming up with the latest revelation. And then you got people that are looking here and looking there for a move of God. And then some people are chasing religious fads and quick answers. In the middle of all of that, there is one thing that remains constant, dependable, and absolutely sure. And that's faith in the unchanging Word of God. Amen. Heavenly Father, today as we speak the Word, I pray that there be open hearts and receptive ears to receive the Word. Give us utterance to say what needs to be said. In Jesus' name, amen. The written Word of God. You know, you can have moves of the Spirit, shouting, dancing, and so forth and so on. And that ecstasy of that shout and that dance only lasts until the devil hits you up beside the head with a new problem. You know, and there's always some kind of new religious fad coming down the pike. Somebody's thought up something. But preachers come and preachers go. But one thing remains eternally sure, and it towers above everything else. It's the incorruptible Word of God. We've got to learn to depend upon the Word, not anything else. The Word of God says everything else can fall away, but His Word will never. We have to have that foundation of the Word. 1 Peter 1:23. I want to turn to it here in my, because I want to read it from another translation here. I'll let you find it while I do what I need to do here. All right. Now, have you found it? All right. That's good. Having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, through the Word of God, which lives and abides forever. Because all flesh is as the grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of the grass. The grass withers, and its flower falls away, but the word of the Lord endures forever. Now this is the word which by the gospel was preached to you. The NLT says it like this: for you've been born again, but not to life that will quickly end. Your life will last forever because it comes from the eternal living Word of God. As the scripture says, people are like grass. Their beauty is like a flower in the field. The grass withers, the flower fades. But the word of the Lord remains forever, and that word is the good news that was preached to you. We are born by the incorruptible, undecaying, never fading, never weakening, imperishable word of God. The Word of God is our immovable foundation. You know, without a proper foundation, nothing will last. It may last for a while, but it won't endure. When we build our lives on the Word of God, it will last. We will stand. The Word of God is life-giving power. The Word of God is the imperishable rock of our salvation. Verse 23, Peter declares that the Word of God lives and exists forever. It will always be the same. Why? because God says, I am God and I change not. And if he doesn't change, then his word doesn't change. In verse 24, he emphasizes that everything else in the world is subject to change and will not last forever. Earthly life will not last forever, but spiritual life is eternal. Everybody is a spirit being, and you will live eternally somewhere. And I'm gonna go there. You don't hear people say much about it anymore, but you will live eternally either in heaven or in hell. I know that that's not considered politically correct, but that's the problem now. Nobody is telling people that unless they are born again, that's where they're going to spend their eternity. It's time that we woke up and began to declare the truth of God's word about salvation. I told my class the other day, the church doesn't exist for all of us that are already in the church. I'm talking about the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. It exists for those that are not in the church yet, that haven't been born again. Thank God for all of the things, the promises of God and all of that, but that's all extra. The important thing is being born again by the incorruptible word of God. Verse 25 goes on and says that the gospel they preached was based upon the unchanging word of God. I don't know whether you've noticed or not, but a lot of people, I've noticed some in some areas, I've noticed some people have sort of changed their word about the word of God. They're not as strong on the word as they used to be. I'm sorry to say, I've seen there's some people that were strong on the word of faith and now they've sort of backed off. Listen, we can't back off from the unchanging word of God. That's our rock. That's our foundation. That's what keeps us. And that's what will take us through the hard times. And we're facing some hard times. You know, everybody's wanting to know what's going to happen. Well, I'll tell you what's going to happen. Just like my dad used to say, yes, and what's going to happen, Brother Hagin? Exactly what the Word of God says is going to happen. And if you know anything about the end time teaching and reading the Word of God, you see that it's beginning to look a lot like the end time that talks about in the Word of God. Anybody ever notice that? That, and some people are, even Christians are getting fearful. That's no time to get fearful. That's a time to look up, because our redemption, not our spiritual redemption, but our complete redemption out of all this. Hello now. What does it mean, the unchanging, eternal word of God? How come it's so important? Because everything is based on the word. Our salvation is based on the word. Our healing is based on the word. Our deliverance is based on the word. Our prosperity is based on the word. Everything we receive from God is based upon his word. The truth is that the word coming out of our mouth will bring us triumph over every circumstance and every situation. The word is the victory over demonic forces. The word is mightier than anything or any trouble or anything that the enemy will bring your way. I've said this to you many, many times, but I'll say it again because I heard my dad said it thousands of times. He said it to me a bunch of times. He'd say, in a difficult situation, he'd say, just another opportunity to prove the word works. Just another opportunity to prove the word works. And when you're facing difficulty, when you're facing these things, don't draw back. It's just another opportunity to prove that this word works, that it's the truth. Anybody found that out? Hallelujah. Glory to God. If the word of God worked in past generations, why do we think it won't work now in our situation? If God is still the same, if he's still the same God he was in the Old Testament, if he's still the same God in the New Testament, what makes you think he won't be the same God in today's world? If his word was true in the Old Testament, his word was true in the New Testament, his word is true today. We must become, before the word will work for you, you've got to become convinced that the word of God is all there really is. Without it, there is nothing. We must remind ourselves of the integrity of the word of God. And I've said it before, I'll say it again. The word is unchanging. It has been the same since God spoke, and is still the same today. Let's look at Hebrews 4:12. Hebrews 4:12. Anybody getting anything out of this? I know most of you know this, but you need to be reminded of it. Hebrews 4:12. In the New Living Translations, I know I didn't tell y'all that upstairs, but y'all got it. That's good. For the word of God is alive, powerful. It is sharper than the sharpest two-edged sword, cutting between the soul and the spirit, between joint and marrow. It exposes our innermost thoughts and desire. What I want you to get a hold of here, the word of God, say it, the word of God is alive and powerful. The word of God is mightier than anything you'll ever face, any situation you'll ever face. The word of God is eternal. It will exist forever. In fact, the word of God says, heaven and earth may pass away, but my word will never pass away. Anybody ever read that in there? The word of God is just as sure as day will come in the morning time. The sun will come up. Even if it's cloudy and we can't see it, the sun comes up. The word is more solid than any rock formation that you're going to name. We got to be like the psalmist of old. And I'm paraphrasing here. But when you wake up in the morning, he said the word of God, it was his delight. And when he said at his noon meal, he said, the word of God is my confidence. And when he went to bed at night, he said, the word of God is my substance. The word of God. The all-important word of God. It doesn't matter what brother so-and-so said. It doesn't matter what I say. It doesn't matter what brother Hagin said. What matters is what the word says. Now, if I happen to be, or he happened to say, or somebody I happen to be saying what the word says, now that's all right. But so many times you got so many people that they are trying to put their spin on the word of God. And they're trying to tell you this, that, and the other about the word of God. They say, well, I think really this is what the Lord means. Well, I think the Lord meant what he said and said what he meant, and that's it. The Word of God is powerful. You know how powerful the Word of God is? Go read Genesis 1, chapter 1. And he said, and it was. Word, his word. At his word, he said, let there be light, and there was. Let there be, and there was. Hebrews 11:3. Okay, looks like they found it. By faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the same things which are seen were not made with things which are visible. The ESV says it like this. By faith, we understand that the universe was created by the word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things that are visible. What it's saying there is, there was nothing until God spoke, and then it became visible. The Word of God, the Word of God, the Word of God. Over and over again, you should go back to the Word. That's why I say to you all the time, it's so important for you to hide the Word of God. Transform your mind with the Word of God so that when the devil comes up and brings some kind of situation, instead of wringing your hands and saying, oh my, what's going to happen? What am I going to do? You begin to shout, no weapon formed against me will prosper. I can't go under for going over. Come on. It's that word. That's your foundation. Whatever is done in the word, in the earth, is according to the word of God. All you got to do is read it. The Holy Spirit moves according to the word of God. He said so there. He said, I don't say anything that that the Father hasn't told me. Angels bow to the word of God. Sickness, disease, lack, whatever you want to name, has to bow to the Word of God. The Word is our foundation. It's our final source. On what one of the talk shows they had, you know, they said, this is my final answer. Hey, how many of you got your Bible either on a device or the real thing? I got both of them right here. I got it in both. Say it with me. This is my final answer. And it's always correct. And it brings me the reward. Now, you believe that, or did you just say that? You know, some people, they want to tell you what they think about it and what they believe. I believe what the Bible said. I don't care what they believe. Some people follow after reason or feeling. You know, I got a feeling something good's going to happen. Somebody said, no, I got a word that something good's going to happen. Some people, they'll talk about the word until the circumstances come in, and then they're moved by the circumstances. You only are supposed to move by what the Word of God said. Smith Wigglesworth said in his book, Ever Increasing Faith, I'm only moved by what I believe. How many ever read Ever Increasing Faith? A lot of you have. Hey, it's in the bookstore out there. If you have never read, I realize it's an old book, but it's one of the best books you're ever going to read. He said, I'm not moved by what I feel. I'm not moved by what I see. I'm moved only by what I believe. What did he believe? What the Word says. You know, some people are more moved when they see some operation of the gifts of the Spirit than they are the Word. Thank God for the gifts of the Spirit. But it's the Word of God that is the foundation that brings the gifts of the Spirit. They go out searching, you know, they go searching for somebody that's operating in one of the gifts of the Spirit. Hey, you don't have, some people waiting for the gifts of the Spirit to operate, to somebody to call them out, somebody to say, this is your need. Thank God for that when that happens. But I want to tell you what, you can go to the Word of God and get your answer at immediately. You don't have to go to some meeting. People travel all over the country. Go to this meeting. Go to that meeting. Oh, yeah, the power's really moving over here. Oh, the power's really moving over here. Don't tell me about that. I lived this for all these years. I remember in many of the, we have many different moves of the Spirit. And people try to take a move. If a move of the Spirit breaks out over here, they try to take that and make it happen over here. No, you don't. That's a move of the Spirit. Thank God for the move of the Spirit. But you always have the eternal Word of God. You don't have to wait for some kind of move of the Spirit. Thank God for it. I like it. I like it when the Spirit moves. I like it when there's a shout. I like it when there's a dance. But let me tell you what, that shout and dance won't last, but the Word of God will forever. Because that shout or that dance, the devil going to slap you up beside the head with some kind of circumstance or something, and you're not going to feel like shouting. You're not going to feel like dancing. But I want to tell you what, you can quote the Word of God and dance, because the Word of God says that you have been delivered. You've been set free. You cannot be kept in bondage. The devil can't keep you bound, because the Word, this uncorruptible, immovable Word of God never changes. Oh, man, I got to preach on everything that God does for his man, or person probably would be a better word to say, is based upon this Word, the Word of God. Everything. Your health, your salvation first, your health, your prosperity, everything you want to name is based on the Word. It's all in there. When someone tells you they believe something other than the Word of God, you can understand that their foundation is no longer strong. When circumstances move people, they may have been quoting the Word, but then circumstances come along and move them, you understand they were just saying words. They don't have a foundation in the Word. Did you know you can say the Word of God and come out your mouth, but you can't have, but you don't have the foundation? Let me understand what I'm trying to say. You find out if you've got the foundation in the Word of God when you're facing the obstacle, when you're facing the circumstances, when you're facing the trial. You find out if you really believe the Word of God. When they put you on a little plane to fly you out of the main city to another city out in Nairobi. This is Kenya. We were in Kenya. They put us on the plane. We got off and something happened and the people in there. So they put us on this plane. We started to land in Kisumu and there was a storm, and the plane, he did this and he just circled. He landed on a grass field. He kicked us out of the plane. He said, I got to beat this storm back to Nairobi. He said, see the highway out there? Go out there and get on the highway and get a ride. He said, go ride into, there's a town called Caricho, and then you get there and you can get on to the Kisumu. I'm in the middle of Kenya, never been there before in my life. And of course, I spent 3 years in Uncle Sam's army, and I understand something about some of these things. And now you're talking about 70, 78, I guess it was. Huh? 77. And, you know, I mean, there's unrest all over the world, you know. And I believed the word. When I got off of that plane, walked off of that airliner in Nairobi Airport, and we walked down the steps and walking in. And as we walked in, as I was walking, I began to say, while I'm here, no harm will overtake me. No plague will come near me. I will be protected by the power of God and the word of God. And you know what? We got, finally did get a guy to pick us up. One of them, I found out later, they carry people, and we got in there, and there was three big old guys in there. And this is a pickup with a deal on the back of it. And in my spirit, some said, listen, this is not good. And I started praying. I said, thank you, Lord, protection. I've already claimed the word of God. We're protected by, I'm protected by the power of God and the word of God. And see, this is where you got to have the spirit and the word both. I put the word out there, but then the spirit began to say to me, said, you know that big old candy bar you bought in London? Because I got into London at 7 o'clock. I didn't leave until 7 o'clock that night to fly out, and I'm in London all day long. And so I said, yeah. He said, get it out. Take a bite of it and then give it to them. That's what I did. And you know what? Their countenance changed. I found out later when I did get to Kisumu, Brother Silas Sawiti, in fact, when he had heard that pilot had put us out because it was some kind of a missions plane, where he had put us out and told us to get a ride, he caught the church together and started praying. Because when we got there, he said, many, many tourists, they never see them again. Because we had camera bags and stuff, you know. But you see, I believed what the word said. I confessed that word. I knew that word was going to take care of me. I did find out later when we got there, I got a taxi cab to go to Kisumu, and that bothered him even more. But I didn't know. And then I just claimed, when I got in there, I claimed the promise of God, 91st Psalm. I claimed the word. And remember, I left out of Tulsa. I flew to New York. Then I flew out of New York at 7 o'clock at night. Flew all night. Now I'm all day in London. No place to go sleep or nothing. And then I flew all night. Got into Nairobi. Now we're riding in this taxi. And it's night already, and I'm sleeping, and then I'm banging around, and we're sliding around. If I can feel it, when I drove back on those roads, when we were going back to Nairobi, we drove back to Nairobi in Brother Silas's car. I said, my goodness, thank you, Lord, because hey, there wasn't no guardrails, and there's drop offs. You know, and so forth and so on. But you see, when I got in that taxi, I said, I'm protected by the 91st Psalm. No harm will come near me. You either believe it or you don't. Some people have never been faced with that. I grew up with this. I believe the word. You can't beat it out of me. Come on. See, people are looking for a supernatural experience, and the greatest supernatural experience they can have is getting the Word of God hid in their heart and standing on the foundation of that Word. Thank God for supernatural experiences. But the supernatural experience won't see you through the tough time. Nothing takes the place of standing on the unchangeable, immovable Word of God. Hey, when the enemy comes in and applies pressure, if you're standing on the Word, you won't feel it. Let me do something here. I wish I had a chair. I don't have a chair. Somebody said, what are you doing? I'm doing what I want to do. That's what I'm doing. I'm going to sit on this stool. JP, come up here. This is JP Ray, the young attorney here in this graduating. He's an attorney here in town. Grew up in this church. Push on that seat. Don't touch me, just push the seat. Hey, see? The pressure's on what I'm sitting on. I don't feel nothing. Thank you, JP. That's what you do when you're standing on the Word of God. You're standing on the Word. The pressure's on the Word, not on you. You're standing there, oh, praise the Lord, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. Why? Because now you know it's happening. You know the pressure's there, but the pressure's on the Word, and the Word don't move. So if the Word don't move, you don't move. You know, we must proclaim the Word. There's an old song we used to sing it when I was a kid, standing on the promises that cannot fail. When the howling storms of doubt and fear assail, by the living Word of God I shall prevail. Standing on the promises of God. We got to proclaim the Word of God with faith and power. Mark 16:20 says, and they went out and they preached everywhere, the Lord working with them, confirming the word through the accompanying signs. When you stand on the Word, it'll be confirmed. All things that will happen will be confirmed by your word. What is the word? The word you speak out of your mouth. He performs his word when you believe it and speak it. See, it's a personal thing. You can't ride the pastor. It's experience. You can't ride grandpa and grandma or mom or dad or anybody else. It's your word. It's you that believes what the Bible says. Today is the day to take a stand. Today is the day to decree salvation of your family by the word. How'd I do that? Pray that the Lord of harvest will send harvesters, people across their path that they'll listen to. That's the way to pray for your unsaved loved ones. Most time they won't listen to you anyway. Come on now. Decree by the word of God your prosperity. Decree by the word of God your healing. Decree by the word of God your deliverance. Decree by the word of God the job you want. Decree by the word of God that you have favor. I have favor. I pray it a lot of many times on many situations I get into. I say, I thank you, I have favor. I have favor. And so, hey, people, listen, I don't know why I'm doing this, but I am. Anybody ever had that happen? See, you stand on the word, you can have favor with man. Your faith, not my faith, not your friend, not your husband, not your wife, not your mama, not your daddy. Your faith in the unchanging, imperishable word of God will bring you victory in the midst of constant changing life. The word of God is greater than any problem you're faced. The word of God will outlast the most tenacious trial that you ever get in. The word of God will overcome every impossibility that comes your way. The word of God will survive every challenge that's thrown against it, and there will be victory on the other side. The question is, do you really believe it? The psalmist says, forever the word is settled in heaven. I asked you a question today. Is that word settled in your heart? Today is the time to declare the word of God says, I have deliverance. I have provision. I have everything I need. Not someday, not maybe so, not hope so, by the living word of God. I have it, and I have it now. Heavenly Father, I just talked to your people this morning for a few minutes about your unchanging word. Help us all to realize that it's your word that makes all the difference in the world. It's not what I say. It's not what somebody else says. It's what your word says. Thank you, Father, for once again stirring our pure hearts up to once again stand firm on the foundation of the word of God. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Everybody said amen. Anybody get anything out of this today? I know that I said some things that you already knew, but we need to be reminded of some of this to get back. Sometimes we get going. We need to get back to some of the basics. Get back to the basics. I was watching some football yesterday, and this one running back he bounced off. I don't know how many people. And I was looking. I said, those guys need to go back to the basics and learning how to tackle. The basics of the truth of the Word of God is where our victory is. Hallelujah.